Curtis Stone, host of the 2010 Miss USA pageant and star on Celebrity Apprentice. He does everything. He's joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Now, for some of our listeners, we're actually going to be translating what you say into... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Then I'll translate from you, from Canadian to American.
There you go. Exactly. So, now, what's really funny, because it's, you know, it's 7:30 in the morning, and I just had a container of yogurt, and then I'm thinking, I'm talking to this famous chef. So, on a typical day, what would Curtis Stone have for breakfast?
Oh, I'm sitting here in front of a half-eaten apple at the moment, and I'm thinking about maybe some eggs and some ham. So, I mean, you know, God, I eat different stuff all the time. I'm lucky because we have a big test kitchen where we develop recipes from, and there's always something new that we're working on, so there's always something nice to eat, so it's always different.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do a recipe swap after. I just learned how to make rice, so we'll talk about that off the air, though.
Okay.
All right, so lots to go. Hey, I'm pretty good at it, though. Lots to go over, very little time. Let's start with the pageant this weekend. You're in Vegas, surrounded by tanned, taped, and talkative women. How have you been preparing for this?
I've been preparing for it. Look, they gave me a 140-page script, so it's a pretty daunting task, because this show gets watched by literally millions and millions of people around the globe, and I was a little bit nervous about it. I've got to get 51 pronunciations of their names right. I've got to introduce the right people at the right time, and blah, 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 blah. And there's 51 reasons why I'm not concentrating on my job at all. You know, you go down to rehearsal, and there's just these drop-dead gorgeous women everywhere. It's really tough to concentrate.
I can imagine. Now, we had Melissa Rivers on the show earlier. She's wanting to know how they get into the dresses and stay that way. I'm one of those people, though, that I don't want to know some of the backstage secrets and happenings. It's, you know, what do you think about it?
I think these women have got incredible stamina. You know, like they're on stage yesterday rehearsing these dances that they're going to do in these crazy heels, and my feet were hurting. I was wearing Converse, you know. So I think that they're focused on what they've got to do. They've got their bodies in incredible shape. They've clued themselves up on current affairs, and, well, let's hope they have anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be asked some pretty tricky questions, I guess. So it's not easy.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, we often see a contestant give a stupid answer, and they become famous, well, or infamous, actually, on YouTube. So it's one thing to laugh uncontrollably at home, but you're going to be standing right next to them on national TV. I mean, there's some pressure there, too, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. You know, look, I think, and let's face it, anybody could be asked a question. When your nerves are going crazy, you're standing in a room in front of 5,000 people, you know that there's, you know, maybe 60 million people around the world watching it. So, you know, some of these girls aren't necessarily trained in, you know, public speaking or doing all any of that sort of stuff, or they're just starting out in their careers. They're only, some of them are as young as 21. So you could get stumped on a question, right? And then if somebody asks you a question that you don't know how to answer, or it's a tricky one that you don't want to offend people, you're like, do I turn left or do I turn right? And the nerves get the better of you, and you make a disaster of your answer. You know, it's a tricky situation for them.
Now, there's several rounds of competition on the show. So you're talking about the interviewer, they answer a question about current events or what have you. There's evening. Oh, tell me what happens on the show then.
So we start off with 51 girls. And then we have a panel of judges that narrow that down with the Miss Universe organization, narrow that down to 15, and then we have our swimsuit competition. Then we narrow it down to 10, and we have our evening gown competition where we narrow it down to 5, and then we have the final questions before the judges make their decision.
What's your favorite round of the competition?
Swimsuit.
I thought you were going to say elimination. Oh.
I like it when there's a lot of them still in it. I mean, I couldn't be a judge because I wouldn't eliminate anyone. I'd just sit there and I'd just pick them all.
The more the merrier.
Uh-huh.
So I hear that you're lobbying then for no eliminations. You just want everybody to be in. Everybody wins.
That's right. We're going to have 51 new Miss USAs.
We won't hear from you. We won't hear from you until Wednesday or Thursday. So that's Sunday night on NBC before Celebrity Apprentice, right?
That's right. Yeah, it goes out before our second last episode of Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, let's talk about that show. I mean, it's down to the wire. Only a handful of celebs left. Okay, you've won over the hearts of Sharon Osbourne, who's, I mean, she's a pretty tough woman, and Maria, who could probably kick both of our asses. How awkward was that?
It was a tricky one, you know, but you want me to be really blunt and honest?
Sure.
They needed me a lot more than I needed them, because Ooh. If I had left it to them, they would have had the most ridiculous-looking apartment. So, you know, I could have played it one or two ways. You know, I could have been a bit nasty and been like, you know, you just tried to throw me under a bus and say stuff that wasn't true about me, and you know, good luck on this challenge. Or I could have just been a man about it and pretend it didn't happen and just get on with it, you know. So I tried to do the latter, and we ended up winning the challenge, so it worked out okay.
Have you ever had to work with so many celebrities trying to... I mean, I can imagine being an entrepreneur, someone who's used to running the show, having a hard time with something like this. So how did you deal with it? What did you take from it?
Look, it's a tricky one, because you've got all of these strong personalities in a room, and you need to be a really good leader, but you also need to be a really good follower at times, and just do what someone tells you to do, and trust in their vision, whether you believe in it or not. You've got to allow their vision to be realized, you know. So sometimes that means shutting your mouth and doing what you're asked to do. So there wasn't much of that go on, which makes it such an entertaining show. But, you know, I tried to do it whenever someone asked me to do, and it wasn't me in charge of the challenge. I tried to do what they said.
And I know there's a lot of talk about, or there was a lot of talk when Cyndi Lauper was on the show, and you at least sort of took the high road and didn't really say she's nuts, she's crazy, but you sort of looked at it the positive way.
Oh, no, she's nuts and crazy. There's no doubt about it.
Well, in a positive, in a
bonkers, but yeah. She's a sweet person. You know, she's a really kind person. She cares so much about what she does, and she's super creative. So her brain works a little bit differently to people. I actually think her brain works much faster than most, which is why people have a hard time keeping up with her.
Who was the toughest to work with on the show?
Cyndi was tricky because she just, you know, go off on tangents, and it was hard to... We were on a massive time crunch. Brett was also a little bit tricky, and both of these guys were genius in their own way, but they were a bit tricky because they're so creative. They'd sort of go off on these tangents, and when you've only got 12 hours to complete a task, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world.
So we'll be watching, I guess, on the next episode, Joan Rivers makes an appearance, is that right?
That's right. She comes in, and Donald gives her a task to try and suss out a little bit more about the contestants that are remaining. So yeah, you have to check that one out.
Okay, so let's recap your NBC schedule then for everybody. You're pretty much ruling Sunday night. All right, so Celebrity Apprentice Sunday nights on NBC. You said second last episode is airing this Sunday.
That's right. Second last episode this Sunday, and in the finale, we all go back to New York for the final boardroom. The Miss Universe, Miss USA pageants this Sunday night, which is on before Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
Yes, it's a busy time for me, and we've got the finale of Biggest Loser coming up real soon. I'll be back for that. So, lots going on.
Curtis Stone, man of every TV show, who I, if I heard correctly, is coming by to teach me how to cook later. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, nice chat.
Take care. Top